Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getaway day for the show. We are on our way to Newport, Rhode Island, where we were just a few months ago for an extraordinary couple days of roadshow activities. And we are back for a Flex Friday show tomorrow morning at the Newport Craft Brewery. And I hope you'll come out. Jay Leno will be with us, and he was with us last year, and he's a great guest. And so we would love to hang out. They are the incredible people at the Newport Craft Brewery are donating the proceeds from tomorrow morning to the beneficiaries of the Greg Hill Foundation. We got a big kickoff, the Audrain Newport Concourse Motor Week kickoff, a mansion party this afternoon.
I was just going to say that. That was one of the coolest things I've ever been to last year at Faxon Lodge. It was just so bougie.
All the cars.
Yeah.
Everybody dressed up. Wiggy, what are you wearing? You going top hat and tails
No.
What do we have to wear? What's the like?
I think it's just jeans and a shirt.
Yeah, I'm wearing a dress with some boots.
I will too.
Maybe throw a sport coat on, Curtis.
I don't really have one.
Yeah, it's cold out there.
Maybe do the Santo, which is loafers, no socks.
Yeah.
That might be the way to go.
He'll be there.
Great look.
Oh, is Santo coming?
Santo's coming with me, yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Well, we were invited. I don't know what you want to do afterwards. We've been invited to 22 Bowens.
Yes.
I love that restaurant. We also were just literally invited to O'Brien's Pub to watch the game tonight. So that's a great spot for watching sports. Yeah. So
O'Brien's Pub, my guess, big Tolley fans, given the stash.
Yes. Wiggy, you got a little stash last night. Not much of it. But
no, he came out, did what he needed to do.
You got a little. So.
I think O'Brien's might be a little too bumping.
Well, 8:08 first pitch tonight. Anything can happen. And so I am doing my best to keep the faith.
Swings of mood in these games, it's crazy.
They have both been edge of your seat, or in my case, edge of your couch baseball game. So, but you just, unfortunately, you let one get away last night that you didn't have to, you know? And so we have been arguing about whom is to blame all morning. I'm sure that will continue all morning. We have some leads left here, one from Courtney to get us started. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. This guy, Joe Bullard, is in hot water right now. He's the longtime announcer for Florida A&M Marching Band. I don't know what...
They have an announcer for the marching
they
band?
They do. They do. And they had a little rivalry last weekend against Alabama State University. I don't know if you guys saw this.
No. I saw this one.
But Alabama State University has the Honeybees dancers, and they are part of their marching band, and they are plus size women. That's who makes up the Honeybees dance team. Mm. They are very, very popular. And Joe Bullard decided to take this opportunity.
That's them that we see on YouTube or on Twitch right
correct.
Now. Correct.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Joe Bullard decided to use this opportunity to make a joke in front of over 13,000 people in attendance. And this is what he said.
Congratulate them. They're now the new face of Ozempic.
Oh, no, he didn't.
He didn't do
oh,
that.
No, he went with the Ozempic joke.
The new face of Ozempic.
Can't do that one.
This is a legendary, historic, plus-size women's dance team. They are proud of it, as they should be.
The new face
No.
Stepping over a line, and I mean, the school says they're handling it internally. Joe has come out and apologized that, you know, it was just supposed to be tongue-in-cheek for the rivalry game, and we're all having fun here. Yeah. That's not funny for those girls, especially in front of a crowd like that. Thought it was icky, and I think the school should do something about it.
Okay. Seems like it was more like food in cheek.
Can't do that at HBCU.
But, like, why do we? We live in the dumbest time ever. What? Like, I just don't. I don't feel like getting a call. So I just. What's the point? Like, what is it? A plus size or a normal size?
What's that?
What you're saying?
The dancers.
Why does anybody have to be designated by their
sizes? I'm saying, like, it was a stupid joke, but, like, should he, like, lose his livelihood because a bunch of larger women were dancing and he made an Ozempic joke?
Let's be clear, Curtis. He's not going to lose a livelihood, but take the microphone out of his hand if he thinks that that's an okay joke. The thing about them being a plus size and has always been a plus size dance team is that these women enjoy their curves. They don't want to be on Ozempic. Mm-hmm. They don't want to lose the weight.
Not thick thighs save lives.
Right. Yeah.
You got coach's interest on this one.
Listen, you know what? It's a HBCU, so I ain't going to take no shots at all my beautiful black women out there and sisters out there. You ain't about to come for me like you're doing Joe right now.
But I also think at Joe's big age, he knows what's right and what's not right.
Yeah, you can't do that. Like, I mean, you can't do that. It's a joke that you have with your boys on a group text, but you can't say it at the game, Joe.
And you heard the reaction from the audience too. Immediately, like everyone knew immediately. You don't say that. So
that's like, come on, Joe. You can't.
Very.
Sounds like there were three people there.
And it's like, oh, okay. So Joe's just making a joke. Heather McMahon, F you, Rory Chance, fire her.
Yeah, no, I don't think.
Just want to be clear.
I don't think he should be fired for that. You just gotta know better, do better. You shouldn't be fired for that. So
okay, Courtney. Yeah, interesting.
Good rivalry though, Courtney.
Very big rivalry.
There was a massive HBCU game at Harvard Stadium not too long ago, a couple weeks ago.
I have to say, I'm on HBCU TikTok.
Oh yes,
and watching the male dancers from the different fraternities.
Oh yeah. Ooh, I know you asked that cue sci-fi.
Yes.
What are you saying?
So you'll see tailgates, and these men walk through the tailgates, and they dance like very sexually. Like they're very slow, but they've got like a drum going with them.
Are they plus size also?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, a lot of them are shirtless.
It might be somewhere in particular, Greg.
I saw an opportunity for myself. Maybe.
Did you see the cues?
Get myself
I believe
in some
it was
kind
the
of
cues.
A,
they're purple and gold.
Yes.
I'm trying to start some sort of a senior plus size male dance group.
How's that going for you?
We had a dance group at BC called Sexual Chocolate.
I was in it.
So you were white chocolate? They always had one.
Oh, yeah.
But it was, I mean, their show sold out.
Really?
You should have seen the after parties at the Plex.
Wow.
Yes, they had, and they there was and all of them had a nickname.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The fraternities are cool though. When you see those, I don't follow them on TikTok, but I see a lot of the dancing and steps. That's the one thing I regret. I should have been. I wanted to do it in college.
Yeah, you would have crushed that.
I was going to be a Q, but I didn't want to do all the whole line and all that stuff. I just was like, can't you just put me in?
Okay, your lead, coach.
My lead is this. Simple tonight, the game is going to go one way or the other, and I think we'll see it with two young pitchers. Mm-hmm. It is going to be a blowout. I don't know which team that will be, but one of these teams is going to blow the other team out because you're going to have two guys that are pitching in a high leverage situation, and you see it a lot of times with young pitchers. One of them falls apart. We kind of saw it a little bit last night with Bayo, and if you're the Red Sox, I would give the advantage to the Yankees only because Carlos Rendon was able to go, what'd he go, six innings? So they didn't really have to jump into their bullpen early. So Early is going to have to make sure he comes out and he is able to give you some good innings because your bullpen it's going to be very difficult on them. But when you see games like this where you have two young guys going after it, one of them, the lights will be too bright.
Okay, 8:08, first pitch on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network tonight.
Are we going to keep score together? Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Bring scorebooks?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I told you earlier, I completely screwed up on the Duran. I charged Duran with an error last night. Yeah, I was wrong.
I mean, clearly a hit. It was a play that anybody would have made. I think Bullitt would have caught it.
Speaking of that, I can't wait for they said it, so I'm just going to do this now. Alex Cora last night was asked about the base running of Nate Eaton and was told that on the broadcast they suggested that he should have advanced to home plate on that bobbled throw to first. Here is what Alex Cora said about those of us that are watching the baseball game and unable to see what is going on.
That's their opinion. You know, I think it's easy from up there say that he should could have scored. You know, they're not down there with us.
Okay. I mean, we had a pretty good view of it. I believe that he could have and should have scored a run there, and that completely changes the momentum of the baseball game. So Wiggy and I argued a little bit this morning about whether that is that the fault lies with your third base coach or with the runner himself.
It starts at the top. My opinion starts with Alex Cora. This situation, it's like, you know, one of the callers earlier today, he brought it up, and he's right. Excuse me. Bill Belichick would always have us prepared for certain situations throughout the week, situations that are going to rise in the game, situational football. Same thing in baseball, situational baseball. Hey, you probably 3-2, two outs. We're running on everything. You're on second base, ground ball to the right side of the field, whether it's second base or first base, you're digging, you're turning that corner, your eyes are on your third base coach, and you're headed home. We're aggressive in this situation.
Yeah, you are running because it's first and second. No matter what, it's either an out or a walk or a hit, so you got to be going on the pitch. Right. And if he was running that entire time and he was prepared situationally, he scores without an issue.
Right. That's why Chisholm was able to score from first base because it was 3-2, and he was taking off as soon as the pitcher was in his windup and headed home. And then whatever the situation is, and now it's a little, you know, if it's a hit or in that case, Chisholm had a dive, so he has to make this very difficult play. It's going to be hard for him to go home with it to try to make a play at home plate. So he's going to try to make the play at first base. You should be coming around that corner, and you should be hauling ass.
Yeah, I just feel like the runner should be looking as well, but that's me. And so those are our leads this morning. Coming up, we will get to They Said It next, but right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox dropped the second of the wild card series with the Yankees, a close one with 4-3 the final. A Scheim jinx this week as Brian Baio only lasted 2 1/3, giving up 2 runs on 4 hits while not getting a single strikeout. Trevor Story, he had a bomb to tie it at 3 apiece in the top of the sixth, his first postseason homer since 2017. But it was Jazz Chisholm who won this one for New York. Running around third from first base on an 8th inning single, he slid on his belly into home base to get...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get it done. So it's win or go home tonight. 8:08 first pitch with Connolly early getting the start. Lou Maloney, Will Middlebrooks, and Will Fleming are on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 7:08 for the MassMutual pregame show. We have Thursday Night Football tonight. Niners at Rams, 8:15 kickoff. You can listen to that game on EEI AM this evening. And there are many options to lose weight. Are they safe? Maybe. Are they effective? Maybe. Will I keep the weight off? That's a maybe too. And last one, will it be easy and fit into my life? Again, maybe. Cut the maybes and go to the solution, awaken180weightloss.com. That's what's trending. We have They Said It coming up next.
Still to come this morning, the news of Courtney in about 15 minutes, and that includes extra dipping sauce rage, which led to violence in Kentucky, and up talkers in the news from Dorchester. And then 8:20 this morning, I have an announcement about some new Bruins programming on this show and on this radio station. So we will do that at 8:20 on today's show. But before we get to They Said It, if we could open up the Window World Boston WEEI weather window for Curtis, I would like a forecast. Curtis, what do you see out there today?
Well, right here in Boston, it is 46 degrees. It feels like 40. It is a chilly one, but it's going to be a gorgeous day, afternoon high in the low to mid 60s. Today in the Bronx, New York, for Game 3, all-important winner-take-all Game 3. It's going to be beautiful. 68 degrees is the high, around 65 to 60 at first pitch. And tomorrow in Newport, Rhode Island, for our show at the Newport Craft Brewery, it will be 67 degrees as the afternoon high. Chilly today, though. The high in Newport today is only 61. So bundle up for the events tonight.
Sweater cape. It's a sweater cape night
Big
down
time.
There.
Right. That's a sweater cape scene.
Yeah, you could get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Go to windowworldofboston.com. Shime, let's go.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up the dumb bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
On the Subaru of New England text line, 781 texter says, for tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of bougie, Curtis, at the event this evening. So get ready for it.
It's going to be bougie.
Give the man or the woman credit. That was a pretty good line.
That was excellent.
Okay. They said it. Brought to you by Ketch's Law. And at Ketch's Law, they don't just work here. They live here. Their attorneys and staff are your neighbors, standing beside you in your toughest moments. Over $3 billion won for injured New Englanders. Call Ketch's Law today. What is up first this morning, Sean?
I just want to let you know, Greg, I've been practicing small talk tonight.
Yes.
And I'm just going to walk up and say, S&P.
How about it? Where are you currently at crypto?
All right. Buy the dip. Go ahead, Chime.
What do you got?
Let's start with your Boston Red Sox. Tough loss last night. One of the major reasons the Sox lost. I believe it's also either the number one or number two currently in the poll that Mitch put up earlier. Reason why your Boston Red Sox lost was a dropped catch by Jarren Duran in left field. He talked about that after the game.
Yeah, I mean, I was just playing pretty deep on Judge. And as I was coming in, I thought it was hit a little harder than it was. And then I kind of gained more ground than I thought. I didn't really have to go into a full dive there and kind of just push the ball on myself a little more and kind of got really up on me. But, you know, it's on me.
All right. Yeah, it is.
Yep.
It's on you.
That it is.
And so, you know, in order of importance, I don't know what were the choices on the poll.
Right there.
Okay, so Duran, Bayo, Eaton, third base coach, Rafaela being unable to lay down a bunt. I guess I would move Eaton and Rafaela up. Bayo was just, he's not up for the moment. I think Alex Cora could have stuck with him a little bit longer. I don't know, Shime, you were all over Brian Bayo. That's a Shime jinx going into that game.
I don't think it was a jinx necessarily.
Can you say Schlitter will pitch well tonight?
Sure. What is his name? Cam?
Yeah.
Cam Schlitter will pitch great tonight. I think. His stats are good, I guess. I don't know.
We're cooking.
Here we go. Good jinx. Anyways, the guy who's pitching tonight for the Boston Red Sox, Connelly Early, spoke yesterday after the game about making his postseason debut. And I got to tell you, Connelly Early, not so electric. Here is Connelly Early.
It's going to be really fun. You know, it's 1-1 now, so it comes down to this game, and I'm excited to get out there.
Alex just announced it. When he told you, what was that feeling like for you, and how excited are you about it?
Yeah, I'm super excited about it. Really good feeling and just ready to get out there.
When did Alex actually tell you you were starting?
Alex didn't tell me, but Bales told me just about 2 minutes ago.
Well, right. Lou said on this show yesterday he has as much faith in him as he has in Lucas Giolito, who would have been, I'm assuming, your guy last night. So, I don't know.
No, I think Bale probably still would have been your guy last night. Giolito would have been
that.
So? Yeah. The way that it was going, Bale was trending and being the number two, and I think Giolito would have been the night. So, but you know, you got two young guys out there, and let's see what happens. But usually when the lights are bright like this, somebody falls apart.
Do you think Giolito's in New York? Isn't there like a Harry Potter world somewhere?
There are a few of them.
I mean, he could be hanging out there during the day, watch the team at night. That's
pretty
good
gig. Yeah. He was in the
Lucas Giolito.
I choose you!
Yeah, it's just, you know, it just thinks that you got to, the whole season hinges on a rookie.
Right.
So,
and you blew it. You blew it last night.
But that's the situation that you're in.
Yep.
And, you know, you didn't really, add much at the deadline time when it came to pitching. So you're kind of stuck with what you got here.
Yep. That's it. My mother used to say, you made the bed, now you got to lie in it.
Correct.
Yeah. I think the Red Sox win tonight. Right. There have been several instances this year where a loss would have been more than damning, and they come up with a big win in those spots. I think there's a good DNA here. I think early pitches well. Maybe get two innings out of Chapman because you gassed Whitlock, who said he was tired after the game. Could you imagine Keith Foulk saying, yeah, I'm tired? God,
yeah, I mean, it's just like these things keep happening. I mean, he hadn't given up a hit since like August 17th or something. But you can't expect him to go 45 pitches or whatever he expected him to go last night, Curtis.
Well, I mean, it's kind of extenuating circumstances. You're in a playoff game where if you won yesterday, you advance to the DS. You're against the Yankees. You know that your starting rotation is in shambles. Like, it's just such a baseball thing. Could you imagine a football player saying he's tired?
Yeah, but baseball's different. We know that. We kind of know how it is, and it's different. And I think TC had a good point. You know, sometimes he could be all over the place, but he did have a good point. You walk certain guys, like you walk Chisholm. You had the wild pitch that moved, it wasn't a wild pitch. It was it Grisham who moved over to second on the Judge hit that ultimately he ends up scoring on. And then I think it was the Narváez where he drops the ball in his glove. So it's like there are things you look at in the game. It's like all these self-inflicting wounds that you got. You can't be doing that in these type of games.
Yeah. I feel like Slayton was trying to mimic my my first pitch in Worcester with the bounce pass attempt multiple times last night.
Yeah, a lot of dirt balls.
Yeah, because you tried to do that on purpose.
Right. Yeah, I did that on purpose. Yeah.
Definitely.
And that's where the catcher was setting up.
Yes. All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, let's pop over to your New England Patriots, who are going to play their biggest game so far this season on Sunday night as they head to Buffalo to take on the Bills. Stephon Diggs, very familiar with Josh Allen and the Bills. Here he was yesterday talking about Josh Allen and what this Patriots team needs to do on Sunday night.
Either intel on how to defend Josh Allen or how to attack their defense.
I don't really get into X's and O's. Like, I feel like, you know, that's the coach's job is to watch, you know, hours and hours of tape. Just, I can't tell them nothing that they not already seen, you know, as far as like, I can't tell you as a player, we know what kind of player Josh is. He's an amazing player. You want to cut the tape on or you want me to tell you that, it doesn't really matter. So, and there's some other guys on that offensive end, scheme that get things done. So for me, I try not to get into the, you know, I guess like, I don't know, thinking I got some type of secret recipe to beat somebody or something. Nah, go out there and play sound, play good football. They give yourself the best chance to win. So we got to have a good week of practice as far as like earning the right, and I'll see y'all on Sunday night.
Who is that?
Stephon Diggs.
I don't watch tape.
Well, I mean, the man's a veteran. Does he need to?
Yeah, I think so.
Especially coming off the 5 out of 10 and the way in which he explained that away.
Okay.
He said he was being like facetious,
oh, okay.
And you know he never wants to be comfortable, and that's why he said he's only.
Yeah. Yeah, he was explaining it as if he's, you know, he's never going to be happy right. with himself, and he's never going to be a 10.
Yep.
I'm fine with
that. Yeah, and I think that the tape comment was
defense,
more so,
like, for Josh Allen.
Well, yeah, okay. More.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, like, I can't tell them anything that they can't see on
okay.
tape.
Okay. It's right.
more so what
right.
I think what he's
just,
getting
I just want to double
nope,
check.
Nope, that's very fair criticism.
Three sleeps away. Where are you on this game? And who do you like?
Man. I guess, I hate to do it, but I got to go Buffalo. I think it'll be a close game. I think New England gives them a game, but I just, at the end of the day, Josh Allen is just so good.
Yeah, I think that we will be in here on Monday having a moral victory Monday.
We will be at Gillette.
Okay, yes. Fair enough. I meant yes. We will be on this program on Monday having a moral victory Monday because the Patriots play well but lose.
Can we maybe just throw the offer out? Maybe we meet at Tate in the Seaport and just do the interview there? Win-win?
I mean, that's going to be a late night for Vrabel.
He might appreciate that.
Yeah.
Walk over and just do everything. We could do it at my place.
Especially
if you
buy him a coffee.
Sounds good for me.
We probably ought to do it at his place. I mean, he has a palatial spot over there in the neighborhood.
I think that would
be great.
Be really nice.
Yeah, maybe he would agree to that.
Shows that we're accommodating for him.
Right. I mean, it just happens to help us, but I think we're really doing it for him.
Yeah. Curtis, you a Tate guy?
Love Tate.
That's some pretty good stuff over there.
Yeah, I like Tate. I'm upset with them. I had one bad experience, and I haven't been back.
Oh, the bathrooms weren't working?
No. Oh. They didn't let me choose what dressing I wanted. Like, I wanted a different dressing on a salad, and they said they couldn't do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Wow.
It's like, what if I had an allergy?
You must have lost it.
No, I didn't.
The C word came out? That's what happened one time. The C word came out.
And I didn't lose it then either. I said, you picked the wrong girl to try to offend with that word, let me tell you.
Was the salad pre-made with the dressing already in it?
No, that's why I was confused.
That's stupid. That's that place on the corner right there, right down from Ocean Prime,
yes,
right?
Yes, they have a lot of them, though. Yeah. They were sold by Panera, they were sold to Panera.
Okay.
I prefer Pressed.
Pressed is delicious. Great smoothies.
So good.
Never been.
Yeah. Oh, it's
great
so good,
acai
Curtis.
Bowl.
Excellent acai bowl.
Excellent acai bowl.
Extra peanut butter.
Yeah. All right, okay. What's next, Sean?
Let's head down or head over to the San Francisco 49ers, who play tonight. Robert Saleh, the defensive coordinator, had a press conference and was asked about his exchange with Liam Cohen and all that whole situation. Yeah. And Saleh proceeds to basically apologize because, you know, that I guess that's what we have to do now is just apologize for everything. Here was Robert Saleh.
Whatever happened on Sunday doesn't change how I feel. I, in my heart, genuinely was trying to give a compliment. Yeah, I own the fact that I probably used those a wrong choice of words, but however you want to word it, I mean, they're really, really good at putting their players in position to be successful. You know, as coaches, we're always chasing leverage. They're trying to have winning leverage. We're trying to take leverage away. And everyone in the league is trying to find every avenue they can. And as a coach watching their tape, I recognize the amount of hours that must be spent to be able to build formations and to find every little indicator they can to give their players a chance to be in a successful position. That's exhausting. And there's every team does it. Some do it better than others. And it was my way of acknowledging that these guys are really, really, really good at it. And like I said, Sunday doesn't change that. I think Liam's doing a hell of a job. I really do. You can tell that team is really taking on his personality. And I hope they came out of the game healthy. And I wish him the best of luck throughout the rest of the season.
All right.
Saleh would mollywop.
Yeah, I would.
No
think
offense.
So. But then again,
Liam Cohen, but
who the hell knows?
I can never
judge a book by its cover.
I understand. Maybe Liam Cohen has like nerd, you know, nerd.
He's kind of dinkish.
Nerd strength.
He's a UMass guy, though, so I can't get on him too hard.
Okay. Yeah, Liam Cohen also has the laning eyes a bit. Like, he looks kind of crazy and hopped up.
Do you think Robert Saleh gets another head coaching gig? Because, like, I think he is well-respected and kind of got screwed by Aaron Rodgers.
If he was an offensive mind, maybe, but he's not.
Yeah, he'd probably be, like, a lifelong defensive coordinator.
Okay. But even, like, Dan Quinn got a second gig.
He went to a Super Bowl, though, right?
That's true.
They had a lead in that game.
Yeah, Saleh didn't go to, he didn't go to a Super
Fair
Bowl.
Point.
Right.
Yeah. All right, is that it, Sean?
That'll do it today, Greg.
News coming up next. Plenty of time, by the way, to leave a Hill note for us on any topic on the Odyssey app. So, obviously, some frustration this morning when it comes to the Boston Red Sox. Get that out with a voice note on the Odyssey app, and we will play the best ones back at 9:20 on this morning's show.
It's time for
Abraham Accords. I like to say it that way because the real people, that's what they call Abraham.
The news.
I would say Abraham, but it's so much nicer when you say Abraham. So much more elegant.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
The Piscataqua. Piscataqua.
The news is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with 6 locations across New England. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com on WEEI.
It is win or book a tee time for the Boston Red Sox tonight, game 3 of this series. And you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. And you can hear every pitch, every Jaren Duran error, all of that on the Shaws and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. And we're talking 8:08 first pitch this evening. The only local broadcast of tonight's game is right here on the Shaws and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. But the news with Courtney now.
A fire in Dorchester last night at a multifamily building on Beckett Street left 2 people hurt. Fire officials say 2 residents were taken to the hospital, while 18 people and several pets now have nowhere to go.
Oh.
Terrible. We have an uptalker in the news for this one.
We have an uptalker in the news?
Yep.
Witness to the incident last night?
This is from WHDH.
Okay. It looked like mushrooms almost, like mushrooms of fire exploding from it, and just so much light. It looked like it was going to go towards the building behind it, and the power line started catching fire.
They were catching fire.
Yep.
It looked like mushrooms.
I didn't think those two words would ever be put together. Uptalker in Dorchester?
There are uptalkers all over the place.
I would have never thought that.
It's epidemic.
Dorchester has some nice apartments.
I would have never thought that.
No, I mean, it's I don't know when it started exactly. Many people point to the Frank Zappa song with his daughter, Valley Girl, which was a hit in the mid-80s as the beginning of the vocal fry, which is the up-talking. So I don't know. I don't know how it started, but it's a...
It's like mushrooms of fire.
Fire?
I think the Kardashians made it famous for
it's a Valley
the younger
Girl,
right?
Yeah.
Well, they made some things famous. Yeah.
Okay, what's next?
A Boston police officer was injured and 2 people were detained following an incident at MGM Music Hall at Fenway last night.
Oh.
Yeah, officers received a call about a disturbance at the Kevin Gates show around 9:45 p.m.
Wow.
Police having to use a taser at one point when it came to the crowd. So... Oh. Mm.
I went to that concert, Kevin Gates, at MGM.
Yeah.
Very good concert.
I was going to say, I was surprised you weren't there last night.
I had already seen it before so, you know.
Good show?
Yeah, Kevin Gates always is a good show. Yeah. You know Kevin Gates. I got 2 phones. Yeah. Stiz made the 2.
We call that 2 rolls, the Stiz Grimy pandemic song. Huge hit during the pandemic.
Huge. Number one.
Many people may have missed it because they weren't listening to the radio. They were supposed to be working from home and they were sleeping through our entire show. But
that is shocking, though. At the Kevin Gates, I thought if anything would have went down, it would have been last Saturday or something.
I got 2 rolls.
Or this past Sunday, NBA Youngboy was at the TD Garden and he brings him out.
Yeah, it seemed like something happened inside and then spilled out onto the street.
All right.
Some sad news this morning after Jane Goodall passed away yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah, the legendary primatologist died at the age of 91. So good life.
Yes.
She died of natural causes.
Wait. You don't know who Jane Goodall is?
Nope.
She's always with the chimpanzees.
She lived with the monkeys.
Yeah.
The minkies.
Like, she was on Call Her Daddy a year ago.
How do you not know who Jane...
I have no.
Okay. He was on Caller Daddy, like, right.
Well, no, I'm just saying, for the younger audience, like, they realize who she was.
That's not what she's known for.
No, I know.
Right. Yes, but anyway, yes.
All right. Jane Goodall.
She became very close with primates. I mean, it's
good for her.
And they loved her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, oftentimes they can turn on you.
Mm-hmm.
But in this particular case, she lived, how late did?
Till 91.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Natural causes. She was still on a speaking tour. She was on a speaking mm-hmm. tour when she died in California.
She lived with the chimps. Yeah.
Now, is she the one, or is there a different woman who was really popular with the orangutans?
I think the same one.
Mm. Is it? Okay.
Wasn't there a gorilla lady too, though?
Well, there was the unfortunate situation where the woman in Connecticut, the gorilla ripped off her face.
I think you might be thinking of Tiger King.
No, didn't they make I swear they made a movie about a lady who...
That was about... You're talking about Gorillas in the Mist.
Yes.
That was Jane Goodall.
Oh, that was Jane Goodall?
Yeah, that was her. That's how you would know her. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was. I mean, the only thing that happened to her that was not a good thing was she became... weirdly addicted to bananas.
nailed it.
Okay.
I think we got a lot accomplished there.
We have a very creepy story from Brookline up next.
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
You think I am a creepy guy?
How creepy is it?
It was probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Can I put the camera in the lady toilet?
And it's kind of creepy, which is nice.
Back up, you creep.
Police are looking for a guy in Brookline after he was caught on a Ring camera touching himself while looking into a home right before 8 p.m.
Jeez.
Yeah, you hate to see this.
Aggressive.
Yeah, disgusting. The male took off but was caught as a motion light went off. He is described as Asian in his 20s or 30s, dark hair. He was wearing a jacket, a graphic tee, and sweatpants. Here's one area resident on 7 News Boston.
We didn't get a lot of information, so the initial was, oh, it must be somebody making a mistake going to the wrong house. But now with more information, that's very creepy.
Yeah, it is. Very creepy.
That's the definition of getting caught with your pants down.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, it is. All right, we should take a break.
Okay.
But when we come back, extra dipping sauce rage leads to violence in Kentucky. The rest of the news is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.